And if a child is not able to read, then they will face huge issues down the line. Literacy is also an economic issue, it's a health issue for our state, and so tackling literacy early is so crucial for us as lawmakers.
But one thing that's going to help with chronic absenteeism is putting more social workers in schools.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. Our first guests know what it's like to stand in front of children in a classroom. Democratic Representative Lydia Glaze of Fairburn is a former educator. She serves on the House Education and Higher Education Committees. Democratic Representative Bryce Berry of Atlanta is a current Atlanta Public Schools teacher. His committee assignments include economic development and tourism, state planning, and community affairs. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So, Representative Glaze, you would like to see need-based scholarships for those who want to go to college. And so talk about that a little bit and talk about your thoughts on the DREAMS scholarship that the governor talked about.
Well, first of all, I want to put it in context.
Okay.
It's in House Bill 973, which is the amended budget that we just approved in the House. And in there is a little over $300,000 that are going to go into a trust fund for a DREAMER scholarship. Now, what the concern is, should this money just go to USG colleges, or should they go to colleges and follow the student to whether it's a public or a private college? And so I say that what we've always done is if a student stays in the state, let the money follow them to the public or the private university in the state.
So it's similar to HOPE in that sense.
It is.
Okay.
But it is totally need-based.
Okay. Well, we'll keep following that.
Yeah.
And the bill number again?
It is actually in the amended budget, which is the House Bill 973.
Okay. Representative Berry, you're sponsoring HB 972, which would send written notice to update parents on whether a child is reading at grade level. Mm-hmm. What's behind all of that? You're in the classroom.
Yes, so literacy is an issue of our time. And if a child is not able to read, then they will face huge issues down the line. Literacy is also an economic issue. It's a health issue for our state. And so tackling literacy early is so crucial for us as lawmakers. And so what the intent behind the bill is to increase collaboration and partnership between teachers, schools, and parents. I know the frustration is always when you tell a parent that their child is not proficient in literacy, parents often don't have anything to show parents how the child's performing. So what the intent behind the bill is to just provide a report to parents all the way through eighth grade. We're currently doing that from K through three, saying that through eighth grade to let parents know where their child's performing and to increase partnerships between schools and amongst parents.
I have to ask, since you are a middle school teacher, are you seeing students come in who don't have the proficiency in reading?
Yes, and it's unfortunate that, you know, right now we are just continuing to pass students along and they're not proficient in reading. And so with this partnership, when parents come on board and we have teachers at the table, increase the stakeholders that are at the table to put their all behind the children, I believe we can increase literacy proficiency in the state.
Okay, we'll keep up with that. Is there anything else with the amended budget that you'd like to see happen?
Well, first of all, we want to say that teachers are going to get a raise one time, $2,000 for everybody in the building. And we're especially excited about that. We're going to put more money in early learning. I'm excited about that. But one thing that's going to help with chronic absenteeism is putting more social workers in schools. And that is where we're going to be able to, I believe, help with some of the problems that are keeping kids out of their seats during the school day. So we know that this budget has a lot of different price points and collaboration, but overall we want to make sure that kids leave learning and that they leave school more proficient in literacy and that they're safe. And I do have a bill that I want to talk about safety.
Okay, we'll get back to that in just a second, because Representative Berry, I want to get into you have HB 1052, which deals with student housing affordability.
Yes, so what that bill does is a companion bill to the bill I introduced last year, HB 716, the Hunger Free Campus Act. And both create grant programs Hunger Free Campus Act creates a grant program for students to be able to afford food. When, you know, we look at this school day, students could have classes and they go to sports practice and the cafeteria closes by 4 o'clock. How is a student be able to afford food? So this is a grant program extension for them to be able to afford food. Housing affordability, again, if the student is on some campuses where there's not enough housing available, this provides grants and says that the financial aid has to match the cost of off-campus housing rent.
Okay, is this something you experienced or you just have constituents have talked to you about it?
Constituents have talked about it. I had to stay off campus my senior year because of lack of housing at Morehouse, enough housing at Morehouse.
Right.
And so this is the issue that are facing students all across our state. And shameless plug that tomorrow I'm having a College Affordability Advocacy Day where I'm bringing students from across the state to the state capitol to talk about all things affordability and how we can make life better for them.
What time is that?
It starts at 10:30 and then we'll be going to the ropes at 11 o'clock and talking to members of the Higher Education Committee about what we can do for college students. And affordability is the buzzword, so we're gonna talk about college students in that.
Yeah, that's not a shameless plug. That's something we need to know. Okay,
yes.
Tell us more about the bill you mentioned.
So safety is not just making sure that kids come to school without any kind of guns. Safety is also the water in the school. So we've got a bill, 1269, that just talks about how Georgia schools need to utilize federal funding to go in and make sure that our pipes and our fixtures are lead free. Lead is known to be one of the carcinogens that causes learning loss, learning deprivation. And so one thing we need to do is use federal funds, it's free, to make sure every school in Georgia is free of lead. And we should be using it. I have to, shameless plug, Gwinnett County is doing it for all of their schools.
Okay, I know this has been an issue for quite a few years now, so you wanna see more done with that.
Yes.
Never a shameless plug. You guys are allowed to do that here. Let's talk about something else with HBCUs. You'd like to see help for HBCUs in the budget.
Yes. Our HBCUs are, I feel, the backbone of our state. I'm a proud Morehouse graduate. I come from a family of HBCU graduates. Fortunately, they're not all Morehouse, but, you know, they're HBCU graduates. And so we have to do more for HBCUs. Our HBCUs have seen increasing threats over the past few years. Myself, I saw we had a bomb threat when I came back from spring break in 2022 at Morehouse. And so these threats have consistently happened over the past few years, and the state has not provided any money to our HBCUs to secure their campuses, even as we talk about school safety and a wider standpoint. I also want to talk about the HOPE scholarship, where schools like Morehouse and Clark Atlanta, because they're private institutions, they access less money, less dollars from the HOPE scholarship, while our USG students have full access to HOPE scholarship. I think we should make it fair across the board, and I want to see increased investment into the HOPE scholarship for HBCU students so that they can have a chance to get ahead as well.
Okay, I want to get to one more bill with you, and that deals with, it's a health bill actually, HB 373, saving men's lives bill, deals with prostate cancer.
Absolutely, it is an issue in the state of Georgia. Over 11,000 men every year will get prostate cancer. Over 1,100 will die every year from prostate cancer, which is 100% preventable. And so what we're asking is early screenings with early support. If we can get that, we can save men's lives. So on February 19th, we're having Prostate Day at the Capitol, and we're gonna teach men through Grady coming in and doing PSA tests how to make sure they keep their prostate health healthy.
And that's February 19th.
February 19th, 12 to 3 p.m.
Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about these bills, and we'll
thank
keep
you.
Up with them.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.